For decades, scientists believed a combination of warm temperatures, declines in snowpack, and dry conditions made for severe wildfire in the West, which is true. But now they know summer moisture drives fire activity the most.
And that really does have consequences for things like agriculture, forest productivity.
Zach Holden works for the U.S. Forest Service. He and colleagues compared satellite maps of burned areas and nearly 40 years of climate data. The findings show summer precipitation declined by up to a third, and in some cases, 45% between 1979 and 2016.
I hate to say it, but to me, this study really seems like a bit of bad news for fire management.
The study shows predicting wildfire seasons depends more on what the summer could bring. It's in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.